those things that seem unmovable. Let the voice, 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 the voice of the Lord come and shake, come and break. Let the voice, the voice, the voice, the voice, the voice, the voice of the Lord come and shake, come and break, come and shake, come and break, come and shake, come and break, 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 break. All those things in our lives that seem so immovable, that seem so impossible. Let the voice of the Lord come and break, come and break, come and break, come and shake, come and shake, come and shake. Everything that can be shaken.
Every situation, let the voice just say that he's reminded me of Psalm 29 when it talks about the voice of the Lord, all the things that it does, how it strips the forest bare and how it breaks the cedars. You know, the cedars of Lebanon represent those things that are so huge and so hard and so immovable, those obstacles, those situations. And I just hear the Lord saying that his voice, we're to declare that his voice is breaking through those situations. Maybe you need to hear a clear word in a situation in your life. Maybe you need to hear a word from the Lord just to break through the confusion or to give you clear strategy. Maybe there's someone that you've been praying for that needs to hear the voice of the Lord in their life, whatever the situation is. If that's you, if you just... Maybe you're someone and you've said, you know, everybody around me is saying, oh, God says this and God says that, but I don't ever hear God's voice. Maybe you just need a breakthrough to hear the voice of the Lord. Because, you know, the Word says that his sheep know his voice. And so what it is we're taught to doubt. We're taught to disbelieve that we're hearing from him. So if that's you, if you need a breakthrough in hearing the voice of the Lord just in your own walk with him, or even in a particular situation, maybe there's a situation where you just need to hear what the Lord has to say about that, just come down to the front and we're just going to surround you. We're just going to decree and we're going to declare that the voice of the Lord is going to break through the other voices, break through the confusion, whatever it is, that the voice of the Lord is going to break through for you.
Father, we just release your word into every place where there's fear, where there's shame, where there's disqualification. Father, for your word to break through those places tonight, for the power of fear to be broken, the power of shame, the power of unbelief. Father, for your word to go forth and for your word to come and to bring life, to bring deliverance, to bring healing, to bring restoration, to bring comfort, to bring hope. Father, whatever it is that's needed, Father, for your word to come and to break through into these places, Father. And we just bring you into the present right now. And we break the power of yesterday, the power of the past. We bring you into the present right now. We bring you forward into the present. For you to come into the present. For you to completely come into the present. And we break off the anxiousness of tomorrow, the worry, the fear of tomorrow or the future. That we bring you back into the now. We bring you back into the present. We bring you into the present right now. We just thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. That you've been justified. That your faith has justified you. That the blood of Christ has washed you. That his blood is enough. That his blood is enough. That what he's done is all that you need. That you haven't disqualified yourself. That you haven't messed it up. So, Father, for your word tonight to break through every place. For the sound of your word, Father, to penetrate and to break through, Father, into every place, Father, that is holding them back, holding them down, that is keeping them paralyzed. And Father, for freedom to come, for renewing, refreshing, Father, for fresh wind, Father, refreshment, renewed vision, renewed hope, Father, to run the race that you've set before each and every one of them. And for vision, Father, for vision to see, for ears to hear, for their minds to know, Father, to hear and to see, for truth to come, for the answers to be revealed, Father, for the answers to be revealed. We just thank you, Father. We just thank you, Father, for your truth, for your word, for your love, Father.
Sing more.
Father, we just thank you for greater discernment. Father, for the gift of discernment to come. Father, I thank you for visions, for dreams. Father, for becoming more sensitive to the unction, to the leading of your Spirit, Father. Father, for those things that have made ears dull, Father, to be removed, for ears to become keener, eyes to become more keen, Father. And I just, Father, tonight, for greater discernment, for more sensitivity to you in the Spirit, for dreams and visions, Father, whether audibly or internally, Father, however they hear your voice, Father, but to hear it clearly. Father, I thank you for confidence being renewed. Father, for confidence coming forth again to know your voice, Father, and to walk and to live in the reality of knowing your voice, that is you, that's what you said, and that's what he's saying. Father, for the confidence and the assurance to know that is you. And Father, to be quick to obey, to be quick to run, to be quick to turn, to be quick to respond, Father, to what it is that you've said and what it is that you're showing to each and every one of us. For greater sensitivity, Father. Greater sensitivity. Father, greater awareness and discernment, Father, of you and of the Spirit. Father, not only for ourselves, but for others. We just thank you, Father. Right now, because ever since we started, I just felt like this blanket, just this kind of warmth, the security, the safety, the love and the acceptance that should be in a healthy family. And in a family, we're able to be who we are. So, Father, even for all things restored, Father, I just pray that we would be a family, that we would operate, look, and function and be a family in the earth, Father. And, Father, I ask tonight, Father, for breakthroughs, Father, between husbands and wives, between fathers and sons, fathers and daughters, mothers and sons, and mothers and daughters. Father, for relationships that have been broken or estranged or distanced, Father, I ask for breakthrough tonight, Father, for the families. Father, for restoration for the families, for restoration of the relationships of these broken, the brokenness that's within the families, Father. And I just ask for your word, Father, to go forth and to bring life, to bring healing and restoration, Father, between husbands and wives and fathers and sons and fathers to daughters and mothers to sons and mothers to daughters. Father, we just speak life into the families tonight. We release life, we declare life in and over the families tonight. And for life to come forth, for love to come forth, for joy, for peace, for security, for affirmation, assurance. Father, everything that a healthy family is supposed to look like, Father, we just release and declare that into the families in this place tonight. Father, for families to be restored, Father, we just bless the families. Father, for the power of iniquity and sin to be broken. Father, for the generational things that have been handed on, Father, to be broken. And we just, Father, for the power of iniquity and sin to be broken tonight. And Father, for restoration to come. For restoration and deliverance and healing to come into the families, Father. And for families to be restored and be made whole. And for shalom, Father. We just declare shalom over them tonight. For shalom, Father. We just thank you for bringing home the prodigals. We just thank you, Father. We just thank you, Father, for bringing home the prodigals, Father. For turning the hearts of the children back to the fathers. For turning the hearts of the children, Father.
And soul, Father, into every place, Father, where there were unmet needs from their own family, Father, in every family that was less than perfect, which is every family, Father, we ask that you would supernaturally, Father, go in right now and correct everything, Father, those things that happened that should have never happened. Father, we ask that you would just go in, that you would erase, that you would cleanse, that you would purge everything, every word that was spoken, everything that was done that should have never been done. Father, we ask that you would supernaturally erase that, Father, that you would do a supernatural sovereign work, that you would travel down the timeline and go back to that place and put your finger on that thing. Decisions that were made that shouldn't have been made. And Father, even things that should have happened that didn't, Father, unmet needs, things that parents were not able to give us because they didn't have it to give, for whatever reason, Father, we ask that you go in right now, Father, and fill every one of those needs, every place that is empty, that yearned for a mother, that yearned for a father, that yearned for unconditional love, that yearned to be cared for, that yearned for a place of belonging, a place of safety, that yearn to be noticed and valued and affirmed. Father, we ask that you'd go into each one of those places and supernaturally fill them up, 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 fill them up. Fill them up. Travel up and down our timelines, Father, and break every generational curse. Cleanse our DNA, for Father, we know that we were born of a different bloodline. We know that we are of your seed, that we are of your DNA, that we are of your bloodline. And we thank you, Father, for removing everything, everything, everything that gets in the way, everything that is not of your DNA, everything that is not of light. Thank you that it's being consumed even right now. forth every generational inheritance, Father, every gift that was not walked in, Father, every gift that was squandered, every gift that was lost, every gift that was forfeited, every gift that was stolen, Father. All the spiritual gifts, Father, from our bloodline right now, we just call them forward, Father. Every calling that was not fully walked in, that was not manifested in our generations, Father, calls to wealth, calls to steward the nations, calls for influence and spiritual gifts, Father, the fivefold, everything, Father, we call it forward right now to be redeemed in our generation, Father. Everything that was stolen, everything that was forfeited, we call it forward right now. We speak to everything, Father, in our DNA that's of you that's lying dormant. We just call it to life right now. Just like at the end of the winter, in the spring, when the buds and the flowers start peeking out through the snow. Father, we call those dormant gifts and callings. We call them forth right now in Jesus' name. And Father, even in our own lives, Father, things that we used to walk in, Father, that have died through the winter season, we call them to life even right now. Even prophetic gifts right now that have died in the winter season, we call them to life right now in the name of Jesus. Evangelistic gifts that have grown cold, that have been dormant through the difficulties of the wilderness, Father, we just speak life to those things right now. Dreams, visions, supernatural encounters, callings, everything that is dormant, we speak life to it and we call it forth right now in the name of Jesus. We speak life into the dry places. We speak life into the dry places. We speak life. Let it rain on the dry ground and bring life to those seeds that have lain dormant.